namaz bize Mekke'nin yani istifa eder.
Anyone who sees this body very nice, this beautiful wife is very, very beautiful woman is very nice, he should not think of it taking something. Such desire is most abominable, more than taking poison. Commit suicide by taking poison is most abominable thing. Because he is going to be a ghost. He will be punished to become a ghost. Those who commit suicide. Or if one is suddenly killed and he has so many desires, he becomes a ghost. Therefore, Bishop of Sun, taking poison and die entirely, is must have a meal. Or commit suicide. By the material law also, to attempt to commit suicide is criminal. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. It is criminal. Kya ho raha hai? सोने वाला आई नहीं सो आई क्यों नहीं करता जैसे जैसे प्लेटफॉर्म हो गया इफ यू टेक सन्नास जस्ट लाइक देयर आर सो मेनी सन्नासी फॉर फिलिंग ऑफ द बेली व्हेरेवर यू गो दे गिव सम आर्म्स बट इन आउटसाइड इंडिया हु केयर्स फॉर द सन्नास द व्हाई यू शुड बी ईगर टू टेक सन्नास एंड चीट योरसेल्फ. You cannot cheat others, but you can cheat yourself.
How suddenly a sannyasi was stirred?
So I do not know why our disciples are so anxious to put sanna. At least those who are outside. And everyone can give me something. What is the idea?
Freedom.
Huh?
Authority.
Huh? Who cares for authority?
No, they don't want to take orders as brahmacharya. If they're sannyasi, they think they can do as they feel.
They don't want to become leaders.
So what kind of freedom? If you cannot lead others,
what kind of freedom?
If you mislead them, if you mislead them, what is the use of? Take it. Leaders.
That's why the that system where brahmacharya is recommended for 1 year and then he proves himself by doing some extraordinary preaching work is a very good system. Otherwise, anyone just comes and by pressurizing and begging and pleading,
they try
to take sannyas, then they don't stay to the
path. Sannyas means ultimate success. Because this human life is meant for becoming disgusted with this material life. No more. Material life means to take a body and enjoy this material ahara nidra, sleeping 10 to 4 hours, eating like elephant and sex like monkey, these animals. This is material life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and all is aprela. This is material life. And human life means to take freedom from these four things. No more afraid. No more sex. no more entering or perishing or see. That is such. Everyone is seeing in this battle in the market enjoying sex. So this is material life. Eating, drinking, making, and seeing. Aharam is the avayamai sunamcha. And spiritual life means to become free from all this nonsense. That is spiritual life. They do not know what is spiritual life. The whole world, they do not know what is spiritual life. There is spiritual life. To become free from these four abominable things.
They are trying to increase these four things.
That means cheating themselves. What is the use of taking sannyas and cheat yourself? Material life means puna puna chara hita charvana. Repeatedly doing the same. Either as human being, or as monkey, or as a small ant, or the demigod. But the business is the same. Four things. Eating, sleeping, making, and sharing. In different scale, doing the same business. Therefore it is called puna puna. Again and again, same with the Chaglarana. Feeling the truth. If one is sober, he thinks that these four business have done many, many lives as sparrow, or as jackal, or as demigod, and I have got this human form, again I am doing this. So what is the benefit of this human form of life? This is trance. I got this variable life and I am still doing the same thing as dogs and cats and sparrows. Then what is the difference between me and the dog? That is sense. What is mine? Better angle. That better angle than the Krishna consciousness. Then his life is successful. Otherwise, that is easier. Again, become a sparrow. Again, fresh for millions of years to come by evolutionary process to the human form of life. This is very punapunachar vitacharvata adhavta gobhi visadam tamisram. Because they cannot control the sense. They are going in the darkest part of this material.
It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is so much stronger than in old age. It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is stronger than in old age.
That is foolish. The old man is still strong. But in instruments are kings, he cannot enjoy. But the desire is less. You don't think the old man has got less desire than the young man. He has got the desire. But his instrument is finished.
So much frustration.
Not, he cannot use the instrument for enjoyment.
So he's frustrated.
Prostitute everyone. Why the other night? Everyone is prostitute. He says that the desire in all, but it is expected because he has gone through the vihastalize. Vihastalize is a conscious and perceptualize, that's all. It is not needed. But those who are unable to avoid it are like handsome for time. Then they can sundas. This is the problem. It is not needed. So, in old age, after going through these stages, brahmachari is learning how to stop this sex life. And then, if one is still unable, all right, takes confession for 25 years. Then give up this habit, and then take sannyas. So that is the process. One who has gone through these stages, expected that he has no more. Another one. I have done. But generally, those who are not trained now, their desire is not diminished. Young people, you see in your country, 75, 80 years old, they are going to the nightclub.
Yes.
Paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. Where is he? He has lost all capacity, but still he will go. Still he will go. This is called Punapuna Chedi Kachapa. The son is also dancing with the girl, and the old father is dancing, and by chance they come in contact. Your consideration is for this ahara nidjauhat. Eat voraciously, and all become diabetes. They have got diabetes plant. What is it? For diabetes is the result of voraciously. In old age, it becomes very prominent because he is voraciously, but he cannot digest. And all the food stuff becomes, what is called, glucose, and then diabetes. The beginning of ahar, eating. That gentleman, the doctor, who has given us that review, yes, he's a very learned man.
Anna?
From France. He has mentioned from the Vedic standard, we are all uncivilized. We Westerners are uncivilized. He has admitted it. Actually, yeah.
They will be shocked when they find this out, because the idea is that...
Well, that's right. A man is suffering from tuberculosis. And if his physician says that you are attacked with tuberculosis, then he is shocked. But in fact, he's there.
They think that the Vedic culture is uncivilized.
They think because they have police arrests. They do not know. It is a matter of life. Big professor, he said, can you? After death, everything is. There is no source. Professor cut off. This is real education.
And then they wonder why their sons become hippies and act like monkeys. Even though they're still alive, his sons are acting like monkeys.
Actually, we are introducing this consciousness movement to make the Western people civilized. Yes. So you should take it very seriously and behave with responsibility. If you also want to become again like that, and I will be very strict. You appreciate it.
Is it necessary to be fixed up to take sannyas, or once to take sannyas to become fixed up?
To become sick, become sannyasi, the other three processes are there. To become brahmachari, to become grihastha, to become vanapu. Stage by stage. But if one is able, he can take sannyas. The stages are there, but if one is very competent, he can give sannyas. And that competency is also very simple. If we become fully Krishna conscious, then you can immediately become competent. Sagunar samapittai kāna brahma bhūyāna. As soon as you fully engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, then immediately you become more than a sannyasi.
The Divine Grace is so merciful because the Western people, they are habituated to so many bad habits which weren't existing in the Vedic time amongst the higher classes. And still you are introducing all these things for them. Many times devotees, they don't take that seriously.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Lichan Lakhi. Sarvi bhakti prasiddhati. What is this? How will you be able to work? Jitkahar vyaar. We are not after dry speculation. Practical. Eat sufficiently, work sufficiently. Don't be lazy. The agenda is, if you eat more than sufficient, then you sleep sufficient. Yukaha. As much as you require. Take it. Don't take more, don't take less. This is the law of nature. Just like salt. You salt require. But if you take more, it is useless. And if you take less, it is useless. If in the vegetable the salt is more, then it is uneatable. But if it is less, uneatable. Just as it is. It is not that because if there is ocean of salt, let me eat 3 pounds of salt. That is one. Or it is available. Right, let me. And then it becomes sick.
For somebody who can work more, then he can eat a little more. For somebody who can work more, then he can eat more.
Now, what's more and what's less, doesn't matter. If he's absolutely hungry, he can take. What must be there? If he does not work, what is the use of the thing?
This program, the difficulty that every person has not got the same mentality.
That will depend on the preaching of the sannyasi. What is this, friend?
Sahara and Dodi also.
The wrong type of renunciation.
There is no renunciation. There is sense gratification. I like this. That's all. He thinking that I am so renowned, but he's still satisfying his senses. That's all. As soon as he manufactures something, that is sensual. I want to fulfill my desire, that's all. That is sensual. It may be I sit down on the tree or I may sit down on the spine. That is sensual. Basic principle is sensual. The other guy was talking about Hira Chor and Kira Chor. Hira means diamond. And Kira means
cucumber.
I shall steal one cucumber. And another one thinks, if I steal, I shall steal diamond. But the stealing propensity is there. Hira Chor or Kira Well, I'm stealing one only cucumber. That is not very dangerous. But to the eyes of law, both of them are criminal. Either you take Kira or Kira. Big thief and small thief, that's all. Thief, you are thief. So we manufacture concoction. Yes, I've got the stealing propensity, so I'll not steal diamond, I'll steal the Kira, not here. This is only mental concoction, but he is a thief.
I think. If we have the life, is Krishna allowing us to steal Kira?
Yes, Kira too. The prostitute hunter, he is Hiracho, and he is a Kiracho.
Notification that comes from renouncing, like my values, by artificially renouncing everything, they're actually simply another form of sense gratification.
Not that English, it is a process. We have to give up this sense gratification, go through the process. Pretend that. Just like sometimes in the club, there is artificial singing, is it not? Artificial singing. There is not singing, but to practice. Huh?
For the but sometimes people who renounce like that, they become very proud. What is that?
Yes.
Dear Prabhupada, are you pleased when your disciples do things like that? Are you pleased when your disciples do things like that?
Artificial?
Well, such things as Sharma Prabhu's doing.
I do not know. What is that?
What is it? What's that?
He asked if you're pleased if your disciples do things like Sharma. If they, like, go into living trees and do artificial renunciation.
No, he's crying, that's all. But active service is more important.
What is your example?
But something is better than nothing. If he goes away to practice somewhere else, I better give him chance to practice. He's not doing anything bad. But the better thing is to be active, son. That is it.
That's your mercy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he gives example. He could have done at his home. Why he took her mess and went out of home.
We have one boy that Tamil Prabhupada, and he doesn't want to do any work. He simply reads, and he says that I will not do work now, but when I become realized by reading, he says then I will
not. That is reading, that is what? It is. That is sleeping, that is another. In the name of reading, sometimes he sleeps. That is not done, it is always. He's reading, not done. But he saw that I'm reading, but he's sleeping. Secretly. That is that. To see that he's not sleeping, he's actually reading.
You like him also, Buddha.
Anyway, I'm doing something, but good.
I read where you said that if one simply reads, though, one cannot become realized in the philosophy. One has to actually do something practical, and then the realization will be there from what he has read.
Yeah.
On the other hand, sometimes devotees are only engaged in service, and then without reading, and then they...
I mean, everyone, you cannot expect everyone is capable for reading.
They have desire to read, but they have no opportunity. And then in their service, they become, they lose sight sometimes. They because of fallen condition, they cannot remember Krishna in their service. But while reading, one is easily cannot help but remember Krishna.
If he cannot remember Krishna, he will sleep. That is the test. When you have seen somebody reading but sleeping, that means there is no Krishna. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya rojita. Sleeping is maya. It is thinking of Krishna, but that cannot be sleeping.
I'm talking not about the reading half, but the service half.
And this also, everything depends on advancement in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna is there, either you eat or walk as a coolie, the same thing.
Instructed that service is as good as reading, but we see that devotees only doing service without reading, then they become agitated in their mind.
That means there is no Krishna. The real meaning is there is no Krishna.
Hmm.
But then he will agitate either reading or what.
Hmm. So how can the Krishna?
That they want must go through this practice. Everyone must attend the hour. Mangal Arti, one must attend this, one must attend this, otherwise no prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
If one says, I am sick, no prasadam. You are sick, you cannot digest. That's all. And sick sleeping has entire prasadam, Bharisa sitting. That is not sickness. If you are sick, you cannot take food. Don't take.